Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday Worldwide Edition. And we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. John B. Wells, syndicated radio host on Coast to Coast AM and also top voiceover talent, always informative political mind, will be joining us to talk about all the different scandals and to get his take on it and to take your phone calls. We're going to have open phones on this Friday. Separate to that as well, and we are going to be going over all of the top stories that are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and this one is a doozy, and it's hiding in plain view like it's no big deal. Military says no presidential authorization needed to quell civil disturbances. Now, did you hear that? Now they made movies like Dr. Strangelove just about the power to nuke being taken away from Congress, which is a violation of the war powers, and transferred into the, quote, president, and then into a decapitation program where the president and the top cabinet were wiped out. Only under that emergency, under nuclear attack, would the launch codes be given to generals, and then General Jack T. Ripper launches a B-52 strike on Russia. And, of course, there was really a Plan R under another name. That was really going on in 1962-63. That's why Stanley Kubrick made the film in 64. A real classic. With Group Captain Mandrake and George C. Scott, all of it truly amazing. Well, now they're saying, hey, we don't need the president for massive civil unrest if it breaks out and America authorizes. Well, what does that mean, and then who's authorizing that? And this is just like we have NATO. This is just like we have NATO via the Joint Chiefs saying, we get authorization for Libya, Syria, you name it, from NATO. That's where the president gets his authorization. He doesn't need it from Congress, because Congress is the one that levies war, levies taxes, power of the purse, because it's the most diversified group of hundreds of people. This is our Constitution. And then the president, once a war bill is given or authorization for military force is given and directed, he then executes. Why he's called a executive. It's like the quarterback. The coaching staff gives him the order, and it's got to be constitutional. It's got to be in the rules. The referees are kind of like the courts, okay? So the Congress calls the plays, the quarterback executes. Well, now the quarterback goes, you know what, there's another team. I'm not going to tell you even who they are. It's just a NATO board. They tell me what plays to play and what I can do. They're my boss, even though they don't pay your paycheck. And then now the military is the players. They're going, you know what? We don't even need the president anymore. So basically, it's a bunch of rogue, out-of-control government, and this could allow criminal elements in the national security system to stage nuclear attacks, you name it, in the U.S., and kill the president. There's a reason they've never allowed, in Rome 2,000 years ago with Caesar, or here, or in England, anywhere, there's a reason they've never let the military launch attacks on its own. Because it will always... always look at Latin America, look at Africa, look at Asia, look at Europe's history. They will always launch an attack on the government and take over with a criminal group. And now with this announcement, they can kill the Congress. They could nuke D.C., say, during a State of the Union, kill everybody, have top group of generals like Vichy French with the Nazis, and roll in with a takeover. They tried that with Smedley Butler, but he blew the whistle on them.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The preparation for the fall of America and the Western world is entering its final preparations right now. The public is in a narcissistic, catatonic, brainwave system, very close to sleepwalking. And the New World Order is moving forward with their entire takeover program. There are still large portions of the public that are awake and still conscious. But we are in a crisis of biblical proportions for this species right now and for our entire future. There is news up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the auxiliary site. If you can't get to InfoWars.com, that is bone-chilling when you tie it into the historical ramifications of it. And the way it's just being put out there like it's no big deal. Military says no presidential authorization needed to quell civil disturbances. DOD instruction, kind of like the DOD instructed Cody Wilson not to put up the plans for a .380 caliber single-shot plastic handgun. This is the way the new system works. DOD instruction. Seeks to abolish posse comitatus, grease skids for military coup. And I agree with this article. I worked on this article with Paul Watson this morning. A recent, notice now it's just an instruction. Kind of like the IRS gives an instruction, no court, no jury. We're going to take your bank account. Or major banks just take your house, even though it's paid for a decade ago and they never had the deed. Doesn't matter, the courts do what they're told. In that case, they do go to court and take your house. They can take whatever they want because they have the mem of the guns. And the political power goes out of the barrel of a gun. And nobody's going to ask why breast cancer is exploding in the Western world to thousands of percentile points what it was 50 years ago. We're just going to say, well, we're going to start removing women's breasts at puberty. That'll be the new thing. And then pretty soon we won't even be able to live past five or six without massive medical intervention. And no one will ask, why are we all dying of cancer? Why are we all have autism? Why is everybody getting testicular cancer? Why is everybody getting bone cancer? Gee, it's not the GMO where all the studies say they're doing that. Gee, it's not the hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water. No. It's none of that. Let's just take our young girls in to have their breasts removed. You can't have breasts now. Now enjoy that bisphenol A. And don't put down women. Support them having double mastectomies at age 12. If you don't support double mastectomies, you don't like women. If you don't like aborting babies, you don't like women. This is the new fruits of America. Women with their breasts all being cut off preemptively. And 1 in 50-something with autism from 1 in 25,000. And neurological disorders everywhere. I sit there in restaurants and watch people, and about half the restaurant, whether somebody's 12 years old or 60, they've got Parkinson's type diseases, twitches, people can't talk. People can't talk to you. People don't understand English. People don't see anything. They just walk around bumping into walls. People are walking around falling in fountains. People walk off cliffs now. The brain waves are lowering, the IQs are lowering, and those of us that see everybody falling out around us, we're the bad ones. And it's going to get crazier and crazier and crazier. And the Pentagon says they're preparing for absolute civil collapse and disturbance, and they've got the army manuals, how they're going to put you in the camps, how they're going to take your kids, how they're going to process your social security numbers, how they're going to put digital photos of you. The work brigades, because, you know, you're going to have to work when you're in the camp. The forced labor, they call it re-education, directly out of Stalinist or Maoist China. And then I'm the bad one. I'm the bad one. Because when somebody talks to me, I listen to them. I'm the bad one because I've read the Bill of Rights and Constitution and have studied constitutional law. I'm the bad one. Because I study quantum mechanics. I'm the bad one. And it's going to get crazier and crazier. Folks, you're going to see collapse of civilization. You know, sometimes I hear all the fear-mongering ads on this radio network. And, you know, I think, man, that just sounds crazy. But then I go, well, I guess, you know, for the awake people, that's who listens to this show. And I guess I'm getting all this stuff, too. You know, some of it goes over the top, like, this video is going to get taken down, so you better go look at it. But I guess they are starting to pull a lot of the videos, so I guess it's kind of true. FM 3- yeah, we'll put that Army internment. Good job, guys, getting that. FM 3-39.40, internment and resettlement operations. February 2010, and it says, they use the term, the re-education camp. How about the, you know, next they'll use the death camp, and they're like, well, what's wrong with the death camp? and we all fetishize the uniform, and ooh, I watch the public when cops walk into place, everyone gets scared, so they have Stockholm Syndrome, whether the cops are good or bad, everyone gets scared, and the cops sit there looking at everybody, look, everybody's scared of me, and people come over and bow, and ooh, ooh, like you know, chimpanzees, they go up to the head chimpanzee and bow before it, and I mean, it's just like, and you're all going to get what you want. You're going to get the cancer, the neurological disorders, all of it. You want death. It hit me. We've killed something like 53 million babies now in this country via Roe v. Wade. 53 mil. Yeah, but they're not humans. So now they're saying they're going to kill babies up to age 3. We went out yesterday in 15 minutes and talked to 30 people. 20 of them, a round number. Jakari's gone over the video. Merit tonight or tomorrow. 20 of them wouldn't talk to us. The 10 that did in 15 minutes. Because that's the drill. You got 15 minutes to talk to people. 4 of the 10 that would talk to us, or 40%, we said, now we're going to kill children up to age 3. If the parents have trouble taking care of them or if the state wants to. Post-birth abortion. And they said, yes, I support that. One woman had her kids with her, with them holding her hands. Okay, we're going to kill kids. It's for a woman's right to choose. She's like, my right to choose? Well, yeah. Yeah, I do an evil laugh because it makes me sick. I can actually look into that world of the New World Order, and it makes me want to throw up, and it makes me want to run to the South Pacific into the most primitive island I can find that's got like one fishing village. It makes me want to get my kids and my wife and haul butt out of here so fast. But you know what? There's no running. It's going to be worldwide. There it is. Daughters should have the right to kill unwanted or disabled babies at birth as they are not a real person, claims Oxford academic. Well, that's nothing. Look at the Journal of Bioethics last year. No one believed us on this for a week. They should kill kids up to age 3 who are even healthy. And then I was the bad one for pointing that out. It was Paul Watson discovered it. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You know, this morning I was exercising in a local city park, and they had a bunch of field trips out there, and you could hear the sound of laughing children running around, and older teenagers jogging. There was some kind of school event with a track team, and they had a school band out there at one area tuning their tubas and things, and bump, 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 bump. It's kind of like, you know, happy carnival music. As I was jogging, and then I sat there stretching, and my iPhone was in the car, so I didn't tape it, but it was like beautiful sun coming out, a little bit of clouds, springtime, you know, music, instruments being tuned, the sound of kids all around me, that chattering happiness. And see, there's going to be no announcements of our mass extermination. It's going to be done incrementally. There's going to be no, you know, no discussion of where's all the death coming from. It's all going to be, what's the cure? How do we fix it? Never a discussion of why is it all happening. Never a discussion of the statistics rising. Never a discussion of, you know, why do you see kids get off a bus and a third of them look like they've had electroshock therapy? And then I see the people, and I see the walking wounded. I mean, I'm sitting there and I'm looking. I'm like, my God, a third of these people have neurological disorders, tics, clearly are ill. They're even out here trying to exercise to get past this. We're all being murdered. Murdered. And it's all being done to you know, it's an allegory to symphony music. Like when you go in, you know, to the euthanasia clinic at the end of Soylent Green, and it's the only place beautiful in the society, and it's beautiful Mozart and Beethoven and beautiful pastoral scenes while you're given the aphrodisiac, you know, opiate-based kill weapon. And then that's it. It's all the entertainment, the glitz, everyone trying to be a movie star, everyone being an egomaniac, everyone being some weird, crazy narcissist. And all I want to do is run to a mountain keep and never see anybody again but my family. I don't like being around people. I don't like being around all the stupid people. And you know what? I figured it out. The New World Order doesn't like being around you either. They're killing you, and you love it. You love it. You want to be killed. You like it, and you are going to be. Made me sick. That's why Oprah Winfrey is meeting with Rockefeller and all of them to discuss population. They're discussing when do they release the bioweapons. They're discussing will they survive when they go underground. They're discussing the latest life extension technologies they're being given.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here. And I just tell it like it is. You know, I love humanity. I love good, innocent people. But the people I don't like are the folks that think being cynical and corrupt is a winning attribute and who think going along with things is a good idea and who are so intellectually lazy that they're not aware of what's going on. I mean, the government is gearing up for total an absolute societal collapse. And we are sitting here right in the middle of this. And then we try to point it out, and we're the bad guys. Look at this article. Look at this headline. Military says no presidential authorization needed to quell civil disturbances. DOD instruction seeks to abolish posse comitatus, grease skids for military coup. A recent Department of Defense instruction alters, just an instruction, that's all you need. Maybe they'll instruct you to jump off a cliff. You'll have to do it. Alters the U.S. code applying to the military's involvement in domestic law enforcement by allowing U.S. troops to, quote, quell civil disturbances, that's a quote, domestically without any presidential authorization. See, first, there's no Congress needed, totally unconstitutional. Then NATO's the boss, then the president's the boss, then, oh, the military. Now, what's the number one threat in history to take over a sovereign system? Military. What, are you anti-military? Caesar did good bringing in the military taking over. I like the Latin American coup d'etats. Large fry, pie, large coffee. I mean, this is just so out of control. Greasing the skids for the de facto military coup in America, along with the wholesale abolition of posse comitatus. I mean, it was a big deal when they created plans, if there was a nuclear attack that took out Congress and the president, to let a general respond. And they have gone back and forth allowing that in U.S. code and law. Now you've got the executive telling Congress, you can't see PDD 51. You can't see our civil unrest plans. That's classified. They tell the Armed Services Committee and the National Security Committee, and they tell the Homeland Security Committee that. I mean, that's Congress, the power of the purse. That's the bosses of this. That's the football coaches who then give the executor, the president, the quarterback. But now it's not even the quarterback taking over. Now the players. And again, the Congress, they're all going along with, well, the military can deal with the American people if something happens to the president. There's not even a discussion of chain of command, Secretary of State, you know, Vice President, Secretary of State, Speaker of the House, on down the line. Now it's just, we don't even need that. It's the military. And the military says, and we've got to get these clips from last year and play them today if we can. I just thought of this. When they said, no, we got our orders from NATO now. So this actually is a NATO coup over America. Just like in Ireland and in Greece and in Italy, they go, oh, we just appoint the leaders now, the finance ministers, the presidents, the prime ministers from Goldman Sachs. We don't have elections anymore. We just appoint the emergency restructuring, and as a technocrat, you know, bankers know best. You signed on to our debt. Now we say you're in debt. And the average person doesn't know the three branches of government. They sure don't know what this is. And, man, they say they're gearing up in this for collapse, civil unrest. And then it references, of course, the new army manuals that are 3 years old, that deal with re-education camps. Folks, they actually call them that. How they're going to interrogate us, how they're going to break up our families. I mean, my God, they're going to start it. They're going to come after everybody. Just like they're telling state police all over the country, prepare to confiscate Christians' guns. And let me tell you, the average public will follow orders. The average person, if they told them, I'm not joking here, bring your five-year-old for execution, the average American would do it. I mean, let me tell you. I'm about to throw up. And you know, I try to take more time off. I can't do it. And this is driving me to the point of just pulling my hair out. Because we need to be repenting, folks, and on our knees before God. And we need to be at the city councils, the county commissioners, the state houses, the street corners. We should be running around like our hair is on fire over this. But we're not. It's like, okay, more tyranny. Okay, they're spying on us without warrants. Okay, they put cancer viruses in the vaccines. Okay, they admit they're doing it to reduce our population. So what? Who cares about those documents? Oh, so the GMO, you know, is sterilizing the rodents. Ah, so what? Oh, we're getting sterilized, so what? I mean, it's just nightmarish.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to go to your phone calls and get to the news. I'm going to get to all the ongoing Obama scandals in the next hour. Take your calls on that as well. It's just this. Global crime syndicates have used our open society to come in and to infiltrate and to basically fully take over. Except they haven't taken over the free press completely. They haven't taken over you individually yet. And they haven't totally bankrupted you yet. But they are devaluing the dollar now at an accelerated rate. Everywhere I go, things cost more. Everywhere I go, I see security everywhere and people being bossed around and felt up and military on the streets, even in Austin and TSA. We are being prepared, and it's in all the Army manuals. So we need to understand that if we don't expose this, they're going to go ahead with the plan to roll all this out. And the branding behind the scenes has gone from Al-Qaeda is who they're going to be fighting, to they're going to be fighting people wearing John Deere caps, literally. That's who, if you go to the urban warfare drills, we've shown you the footage, that's who they're trying to fight, and that's what their own FBI, MIAC, Homeland Security manuals that are in the news. And I'd covered that 4 years ago, and it was crazy. Now, everybody listening knows that's been all over mainstream media with Big Sis defending it. And I'm not trying to scare you. I am climbing the walls on air and off of air. I am climbing the walls trying to figure out how to stop this, trying to figure out how to get the general public out of their trance. I am doing the very, 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 very best I can. And, you know, I talk to so many people, prominent people off record, you name it. And they go, yeah, no, it's about what you say. I have to apologize. It just sounded so crazy, but I guess we didn't look at history. And yes, it's probably worse than you're saying. Well, what are you going to do about it? Oh, there's nothing you can do. The public's too dumb, too narcissistic. And so we're just going to sit here. I mean, it's never a majority that stops things. It's never a majority that takes over and does bad things. But, you know, my main frustration is also that I care about people. I have extreme empathy, not sympathy. Once something's already happened, I don't just have a fake sympathy. I don't say fake little sympathetic things to act like I care. I get hit in my stomach. I literally, like, channel what I see other people going through. And it is torture. Now, I mean, having a lot of empathy means I have a lot of perception. I'm very alive. So are you out there. I run into our listeners on the street and just the lightning in their eyes, the spirit they have. And so I know you know the frustration, but there's also, I'd rather be enjoying fine art, fine music. I would rather be spending time outside. I would rather be spending time with my family. I resent the New World Order. I resent the fact that they're so wicked and so stunted and twisted. And I'm just so sick of not just the establishment being evil and corrupt, but the general public being that way. And that's what the establishment always says. The Times off record, I've been offered jobs and, you know, by the establishment over the years. They're always like, Alex, the public's even worse than we are. They would tear you apart if they could. You know, they hate you because you're talented. And of course, that's an appeal to arrogance, an appeal to ego, but it's true. But I will not join evil so I can sit back and with them and laugh at everybody and then do everything I can to keep people in the dark forever. See, that's the thing. They've done this to the public. They've made people immoral and corrupt and wicked. They've certainly thrown fuel on the fire. And my spirit cannot join with evil. But it doesn't matter. At some levels, because it just becomes evil anyways. Or they paint you as evil so that even though you do good work and want to help people, they will paint you as evil so the weak-minded see you as evil. And so whatever you do gets turned to evil. But it's not going to go on much longer. And the rotting is accelerating. And I just think about the foster children drugged on 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 drugs with their teeth falling out, dying of convulsions. I think about just the mutation of humanity. It's like an alien species came down on the earth, took over the government, and is running a computer program of how to incrementally dumb us down, soft kill us, medium kill us, and then hard kill us. Because, you know, they kill you right away, people would resist. But if they slowly kill you, no one knows where it's coming from unless you scientifically study it, and then it's all there, and you're like, my God, look, they say they're doing it, and the public's like, sure they are, because they're already in the throes of it, and then you can't get mad at them because they've already been taken over by it. And then you run into other smart people, and they have decided to use the techniques of control on other people around them so they can, quote, get ahead. And then that just adds to the whole culture of other people going, well, I'll just cheat to get ahead. And then everyone gets more and more selfish, and society collapses. I mean, we went out on the street and 4 out of 10 people said that they should be able to kill their children up to age 3. The state should be able to kill children that are healthy. That it's a woman's right to choose to kill her child. It's a woman's right to have both their breasts removed before they even have any signs of cancer. Well, if it's a right, better go out and do it. It's a woman's right to get a Gardasil shot that doesn't protect you from the papillomavirus and the cancer. The insert says it. But so what? It's hyped up. It's what women are doing. And they go, boys, little dirty boys, you could give girls the virus. You need to take the shot. And then it turns out the shot just so happens to lower fertility and give you autoimmune diseases a large percentage of the time and kill people as well. And it's like, big deal, it kills people. Big deal, flesh-eating and other bacteria are killing hundreds of thousands a year. Big deal. You know, deer all the time are jumping through car windows, killing 200, 300, 400 a year, depending on the year. Terrorism kills less than 100, but it doesn't matter. It's so sexy to roll around in fear and be scared of terrorists under every bush. And it more and more, it is just mind-controlled, arrested development, bumbling people. And it doesn't make me feel good that they're so stupid, that they're so pathetic, that they're so weak, that they're so cowardly. It freaks me out. And it makes me want to remove myself from society. Because, you know, I walk out of a restaurant with my kids and a motorcycle gang sitting there revving their things, looking at me like they think they're tough. I mean, you might actually be able to deal with me, maybe, but not before I go like a caveman and literally bash 2 or 3 of your brains out. And I'm scared of that, man. I can't put up with all the fake people anymore. All the phony tough. I just am so sick of the gangs, the cop gangs, the motorcycle gangs, the bureaucrat gangs, the lisping fake liberal gangs, the good old boy gangs, the country club gangs, the trendy gangs. They're not real people. They're these robots in schools of swimming amoebas. And then I go study the actual controllers of the entire program. And they're not even that smart. I mean, they would know you're not going to get away with this. It will blow back on you. And then they even say that in a lot of their writings. They go, but it doesn't matter. We want to do it. Because all there is the darkness. All there is doing something bad because you can do it. All there is screwing people over because you can get away with it. And that's what the smart guys do. That's what the winners do. That's what the cool people do. I mean, I sit here and I read these army manuals where they're training for high treason to lock us up and torture us and re-educate us. And no media will even pick it up because that's just too hardcore. No media will pick up the paper targets where they're training to shoot little kids. And it was confirmed, but no one will cover it. But us. And you think I like being the most hardcore, most awake, most focused? It is dangerous. I don't know. This world is so fake. It's so plastic. It is such a manifest fraud that I just can't partake of it. None of it. Almost all of it is diseased and rotten. And there are some good things there. But my God, if we don't if we don't say no to all of this now, I mean, if people don't really start freaking out over what's going on and recognizing it and getting out of your learned helplessness and out of your trance, it's over, folks. What's going to happen is going to make, and it's already ongoing, what happened in the government orgies of death in the last century pale in significance. The United Nations is in mainstream news, back of the paper, like it's a good thing, going into villages in Central South America, Africa, and Asia, and killing whole villages. I mean, they go in and they, like, something out of Morlocks and Eloys, Planet of the Apes, whatever you want to call it. I mean, they go in and they chase them down and they kill them. And then I sit there on the phone with, like, you know, Bloomberg writers, and I'm going, you know, our government did this and that. It's on record. We're not going to discuss that and giggle. Well, you know that the UN's doing this. Can I send you the article? Yeah, right. And it's just they're like children. They have no idea. And the people that write the articles normalizing killing people think they're like on some winning team doing this. None of you are going to get out of this. Your kids aren't going to get out of this. None of you are going to get out of this, you idiots. Oh, my God. Help me. So the Army's preparing for massive civil disturbances and societal collapse and to operate outside the President or Congress. I mean, that's such a big deal. In fact, I'm even surprised by that. You would think the criminals that run the government would you know, they've got their own puppets. But, I mean, I guess that's the ultimate puppeteering. Now they just got to buy off the generals like the Nazis did with the Vichy French and have them stand down. Or they can do a big false flag, nuke Congress when it's in session, whatever, and then just say the military's in charge. And, you know, I've been hearing a lot of talk about, you know, go after Obama, do this and that. He needs to be impeached, but nothing physical needs to happen to him. They could go get rid of Obama, and then we'll get behind the military restoring order. That's what everybody keeps saying, and it'll just be something even worse. I mean, you can see all the preparations, man, because they know it's all about to collapse. They engineered it this way, but I don't think they can reverse it now. We've gotten that deep into it. It's like a perpetual motion machine. Or a doomsday machine. You know, once it's counting down, it's very hard to shut down. And it's counting down now. It's 2 minutes to midnight. And they're lining up. You know, they're uncloaking, and I'm like, red alert, here it is. Red alert, we've been named as the enemy. Red alert. People are like, why don't you shut up, you extremist? So what if they take my bank account? I'm going to salute them, and so they're going to be nice to me. Is everybody who laughs on the surface, when you really talk to them, for a minute they'll lower the laugh and look, you'll see they're scared. But they're scared, they know. So at least people out there know that there's something dangerous going on. Your sixth sense that God gave you, you know. But here's the thing, you don't know how bad it really is. And only the realization of how much trouble we're in is going to get us out of this. And I'm telling you, if you study criminology, especially in domesticated populations, you can go to a horrible third world warren of crime and look at the statistics. If somebody tries to corner a woman or somebody tries to suck a kid into a van, the kid runs immediately and doesn't go. The woman fights back. You go to civilized Western nations of domesticated schlubs, 7-8 times out of 10 in the last 30, 40 years of the criminology, a woman can know she's being kidnapped to be put in a van, and she still is so scared to admit it's happening, she'll go and do it. And men will do it. And that's why you can walk up to people and say, we want Nazi Germany and America to keep us safe, and so Obama can take our guns, and 9 out of 10 people in L.A. will sign it. Because they're scared and they just want to do what the government says. Yeah, we've actually gone out with Mark Dice and you know, said let's basically bring in fascist Nazi rule for Obama. And they say yes. And they know what Nazis are, but they still, they hear Obama, oh, I'm part of the team. It's a woman's right to kill her child up to age 3. And the women are like, yes, I like that. That's power. See, the powerless who've never had a chance to have any small power that they built themselves then don't appreciate it and know how dangerous it is, so then they just imagine, like a moth to flame, that it's some great fulfillment they're going to have. And then they see, through the black uniforms and the nighttime Nazi rallies, they see this majesty, this reflected glory, that they are going to be empowered, even in their own destruction. Because they were never made to hunt as children. They were never made to fight as children. They were never put through tribal rituals, good, wholesome, ancient rituals. They were put through modern rituals. And when I say modern rituals, 6,000-year-old and up. Dehumanizing rituals of fraud, where the headdress is why you have status, not because you instinctively know where to take people to find the game. It's a world of fraud. It's planted hoax. And I'm just looking for people that are still human and have a soul and a heart who want to stand against this, because it's the only shot we've got. And I'll take your calls, and John B. Wells is coming up. There's so much news here on this Friday edition.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
no exaggeration, like 15 different video clips I want to get to. I've got clips, an article up at Infowars.com from a local news station where the robbers come in the home invasion and then put the guy in his closet, but he has his guns in the closet, so he comes out and shoots them. And they're like, the police are not going to charge the homeowner. He's lucky. I mean, it's like, yeah, the greatest crime is defending yourself in this country. Robbers shove homeowner in closet where he kept his guns. Oh, and they got bandits out there in their clown outfits talking about it. And then we got a bunch of, we got all the big scandal stuff, which is important, as it is important to bring people to justice. But then you find out the IRS official, not, you know, that ran all the stuff for Obama, obviously, and Holder and others and those above them, that you know, talk show hosts and media journalists would get audited, and now that those that have complained are being fired, because you're not supposed to talk about how you got, you know, how you got harassed. You're not supposed to stand up for yourself. Again, that's the greatest crime. Shoot robbers, you're bad. You know, get audited for your political views, speak out against it, you know, you're bad, you're fired. I think that's why I get so wound up. I come in here and read all this news and see it all, then I get on the air, I'm just sick of it, man. I'm sick of the tyrants, and I know you're sick of it, too. And we're going to beat them together. But I think at the same time, we've got to admit how bad it is. Because then we know we've got to turn this around. We've got to stop putting a perfume on this thing, this pig. So we got all that coming up. And we got a bunch of other clips here today. I think we're going to premiere tonight on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. He says it's done, but I'm going to see it today and see if I want to add anything. We did this, I don't know, 6 months ago, and it's one of the literally over 100 things we've never gotten done because we just do so much and then never complete it because we love Liberty, have a great team. Because once you work here and see all this, you don't want to stop fighting it. You know, it upsets you. And by the grace of God, we've assembled a really good group of people. We all of us need your prayers, because to be in and around this is very stressful. And I need your prayers as well. But we did something really fun to try to illustrate the Second Amendment, dealing with laser beams and particle beams. I went out and bought some of the most powerful consumer grade. You can get even more powerful industrial ones, but that takes a license and stuff. We could have done that. But we went out and bought like $400, $500 lasers, a blue, white laser, and a green laser. And we recreated a laser battle with Star Wars figures. This will definitely go viral. And then it's filled with news about directed energy weapons. It's got 50 cals shooting armor. I mean, it's pretty wild video. And it's got me in there talking about it. So that's going to premiere tonight on the Nightly News. And if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, I mean, we need our own platform with all the censorship happening on YouTube. We post all the stuff we do on YouTube a day or so later, but they try to censor it. We have to fight and file in court to keep this thing up. I mean, it's a big hassle, but we do it. But if you just want to go see it all in high def and in high quality and see it when you want and be able to give up to 30, 40 people your passcode, 11 people can simultaneously log into the website at any one time. But most people won't be logging in at the same time. So I'd say you can share it with 30, 40 people. Create an original username passcode with your $5.95 a month membership and share it with friends and family. We call it Operation Awakening the Sleeping Giant. PrisonPlanet.tv. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. And hopefully we can find a future for humanity based on decency and truth. And not the science of lies and fraud and scumbaggedness. Become a member today of PrisonPlanet.tv or share your membership.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we
we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.